It's a searing hot Friday afternoon at the Darby Acres Shopping Center on Central Avenue. The mall in this mostly Latino part of East Charlotte has a Hispanic music store, a People's Bank branch that caters to Spanish speakers, and other businesses with Spanish signs on the windows. A pushcart vendor sells popsicles. People aren't exactly crowding around. Tifanio is an illegal immigrant who doesn't give his last name. He sits on a stoop outside a used clothing store eating a popsicle.
Before, you couldn't even walk in this parking lot because it was so full of cars.
The native of Mexico has been out of work for more than 4 months. He did construction for a home builder that folded in February.
Things
around here are going very badly. We don't have work. It's very complicated because we just don't have work.
Epifanio makes a sweeping motion with his arm toward a row of men sitting on store window ledges. A few go in and out of shops. Over on South Boulevard, a handful of customers walks into the Más por Menos grocery. That's more for less.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Pase.
The store also offers notary, remittance, and coffee service. One customer grumbles about the lack of work. Owner Sal Flores Lazo has seen sales of his store drop by 30% over the past year.
Our customers are from different Latino countries, and they usually come to buy everything they need. And when they don't work too much, they send not much money to their country. They don't spend much money for their homes, and it's a little bit difficult for them, and then it's difficult for us.
The Pew Hispanic Center released a survey in January that shows more than two-thirds of Latinos were holding off on discretionary spending, and 71% of Latino immigrants were sending less money to their home countries. The center also released an analysis of 2008 unemployment figures and found foreign-born Hispanics were among the hardest hit because a significant number are in the construction sector. Another factor that's keeping Latinos out of stores, according to Flores Lazo, is immigration crackdowns. The 287G program allows local law enforcement to process illegal immigrants for deportation. Since the program started in 2006, 7,100 have been processed for deportation in Mecklenburg County alone. Just the fear of that prospect can clear the streets. Eliseo Pascual is a commercial loan officer for Self-Help, which is a banking branch of the nonprofit Center for Responsible Lending. In the last several months, he's seen a dramatic drop in the number of Latinos inquiring about loans.
Many of them just have closed business because of the general economic situation, but also because many of them have been hit by the immigration situations. The customer have been forced to go out of the state or out of the country.
But it looks like a shift is happening during this recession. Pascual says he's seeing another type of Latino that's checking about loans. This prospective client has relocated from the Northeast.
They speak English, they have a credit history, they have other type of experience that help them to establish a business with better foundation.
UNC Charlotte professor Owen Furseth follows the impacts of immigration on Charlotte's neighborhoods. He says recently there's been an upward trend in the number of Mecklenburg County Hispanics that hold U.S. citizenship.
What we have is a community that I think has settled down. It has roots. It's a part of this community, so it's not going to go away simply because the economy has hit a rough patch right now.
Furseth anticipates after this rough patch, Charlotte's Latino community will strengthen. And beyond their local neighborhood stores, mainstream businesses will continue to woo them. One recent example, Food Lion's announcement that it's expanding Hispanic food offerings at 19 Charlotte area stores. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.